welcome to episode 37 of the Shitty Shark Show. I would like to suggest to everybody that this be the We're Gonna Talk Like Bane. You want to talk like Bane episode?
Not really. I think you do it much better.
Oh.
Daddy, you just say like you're already talking like Bane. What are you talking about?
Right,
I do well, more. I do more of the Joker than I do Bane. But my family's really into Batman and stuff. They were down at whenever they had it at Heinz Field, or what they're calling it now, where I can't even fucking pronounce. I always call it Heinz Field. But when they filmed it in Pittsburgh and everything, when they were down at the stadium and stuff like that with Bane and stuff like that, they were extras down at the stadium. So that was pretty sweet. I do dig Bane though. A lot, especially that one.
Well, that completely backfired on me. All right, so this is the opening part of the show where we do a little something we like to call Shark Bites. And that's a little shark in the news. So we're going to go ahead and start with Keith. What do you got, Keith? What's your shark bite?
My shark bite is I want to talk about Long Island. Right now, because when I was getting into Shark Week and everything, watching a lot of stuff on Shark Week, trying to get a lot of good shark bites for you guys and everything like that. But I want to talk about Long Island right now. In Long Island, about a couple months ago, they had an attack, cleared the ocean. Lifeguards got in there. They went back in. 15 minutes later, another shark attacks. Then about a couple months after that, a shark is dead on the sand, washes up the sand. So Long Island right now is having a lot of sharks.
Okay, Long Island. Stay out of the water in Long Island. Oh, that's near enough to New York City and New Jersey that you probably shouldn't be in the water anyway. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Keith.
Yeah.
Did you know that milk is the fastest liquid on the planet?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's pasteurized before you even see it.
Oh, wow. I do enjoy some milk every once in a while. With some brownies.
That went right over his head.
I know, dude.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
All right, Maddie, what's your shark bite?
Well, I actually want to talk about Shark Week, which it is Shark Week, and I know by the time this airs, Shark Week will have passed. But I don't know if you guys have been watching anything. I haven't really had time, but some highlights, I think. There's a, I know you guys hate Jackass, but Jackass Shark Week 2.0, there's a new Air Jaws on. Stranger Sharks, it was on Monday the 25th, which I think is kind of cool if you like Stranger Things. Oh, what else we got? I thought Great White Serial Killer Fatal Christmas sounds interesting. There's a lot of good, interesting stuff going on for Shark Week if you guys watch it. Impractical Jokers Shark, Pig versus Shark. You guys watching any Shark Week?
I wish I had time, but
yeah, I might subscribe to
Discovery Plus so I could watch some of the stuff, but it's been such a busy week I haven't had time. But I wanted to say happy Shark Week, guys. That's my shark bite. Some really cool specials. I enjoy it every year when I can watch it.
Thank you so much. I've been watching a lot of it. I've got shark bites everywhere for this. I got shark bites for a year from the Shark Week.
Oh, God. Okay.
At least it's no more friggin' poetry.
Yeah. It's coming back. It's coming back. Don't doubt it. It will be coming back. I'm just going to sneak it up on you. And Willie might come back out.
Hey, Maddie.
Yeah.
What has four wheels and flies?
I don't know.
A garbage truck.
That is true.
It is.
That's not half bad, actually. That's not half bad.
All right, so my shark bite. So do you know when the earliest confirmed shark attack along the coast of the United States happened?
No, but I'm interested in
like, so they're talking about first reported or what?
first confirmed, first time they knew it was a shark.
Yeah, I think it was like 1890s or something, right?
In 1816, an unidentified young boy was swimming to shore from a boat when they saw a shark attack him and pull him under the water. A few days later, they found his torso.
That's insane.
1816.
Wow. I figured it'd be in the 1800s.
And that's why sharks are irresponsible, because I was always taught you eat, if you're going to kill something, you eat it all. And he just ate the arms and legs off and left the torso. Wasteful.
Damn sharks.
Damn sharks. Damn all right, sharks. Monster. It's time for your shark fest, I guess. Shark bite fest. Because, like, you always have, like, 12. So, impress us, Monster.
All right. I found this. This is credit to Newsweek, and it was posted 12 hours ago. It's I found this really interesting. So there's a shark known as Rosie that lies in a suspended tank at Crystal World in Victoria. So basically, there was an old zoo in Australia, and they, you know, as they left everything, there was this shark that was there. I think it was a great white. Doesn't necessarily say, but anyway, so
I think we talked about this before, because it's the one that's like all green and everything. The tank is all turned green.
It's fossilized. And they're putting it in formaldehyde. They put it in a tank full of formaldehyde, so suspended in formaldehyde now. Yeah, and you can go
and
see
some. And it's, they abandoned the park. Like and it's just kind of in there.
Petrified shark. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, that was from, in 2012, somebody found it or whatever, and it was sitting in the old abandoned zoo for a few years, just sitting there in a tank or whatever, and they brought it out now, and people can go see it and stuff. It looks really cool, too, if you check out the picture of it. I really think it's cool. It's just a cool thing. So my second one is, and this comes via Fox News. And this was published on July 28th, which I'm not even sure what the date is today. That might be 28th. Oh, yeah, today is the 28th, so. So, of course, a Florida man. always got to be these people in Florida, which it says that I'm about to read to you that apparently one of these places is like the capital of the world for shark attacks or whatever. But anyway, so a Florida man got bit just recently. He was out swimming and he got bit on his foot. It sliced the tendon and punctured his artery, and he said he didn't even necessarily know what was happening. And then next thing you know, he saw like blood just like flowing into the water, and it freaked him out and stuff. So a lifeguard came out to help him and rescued him and transferred him to the emergency room, and he had surgery, and I guess he's healing now. They say Volusia, V-O-L-U-S-I-A, County is the so-called shark bite capital of the world, I guess. So, of course, you know, good old Florida.
If you know Volusia, if you know that's the shark bite capital of the world, what do you not do in Volusia?
Go swim there or go there?
Go into the water.
Exactly. But it was
a Florida man, so what do you expect?
So, that's true. It's a Florida man. All right. They
said there was 17 bites in 2021, 17 bites.
That's a lot of biting.
Yeah, that looks up.
We call 17. Those shark hickeys now?
That's more than 1 month. That's more than one a month, so.
Yeah.
I need a shark hickey. All
right.
So if you want to get bit, go out there and you'll get bit. That's where you want to, if you want really want to go test your, see how brave you are, go out there and see how brave you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Or dumb.
I would try it. I would.
Florida, so. It's Florida. So
we gotta go to one of these. I gotta get in the ocean, man. I live in the ocean, man.
You live in Pittsburgh.
Swimming. I know, but when it's like when I go to like Delaware or something like that. You know what I mean? Then I'm in the ocean and everything like that, and that's the best healing for somebody is to be in the ocean. And then to go back in the summertime and stuff like that, you fiend for the ocean. If you could swim real good and you're out there, I'm telling you.
Fish pee in that water, dude.
I absorb it. All that fish piss.
All right. Hey, monster.
Anyway.
Yep. Hey, monster.
Swimming in it.
Hey, monster.
I'm swimming in it.
I have a friend who found a four-leaf clover. They were really excited, so they wanted to iron it and keep it tucked away in a journal. But I warned them I thought they were really pressing their luck.
My God.
Pressing their luck because they were putting it in a journal and they're going to iron it. And
Oh, my God.
I get it.
Got it.
All right. Okay, so this Jaws 2 was whose pick? Was it Maddie's pick?
Yeah, it was my pick.
All right, so we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have Maddie tell us all about this little-known obscure film called Jaws 2, which is what we're covering because we haven't said Jaws 2 yet. It's not personal yet. That's for Jaws 4. But Jaws 2, it might be personal for the shark, but not the Brody family. Just to be clear, it's not personal until Part 4. And Part 3 is in 3D. But Part 4, it's personal. So there, that now we got that sorted out. So... we'll be back right after these trailers from my collection.
American International presents The Land That Time Forgot, an astounding motion picture based on the book by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Travel through an underwater passage and discover an awesome prehistoric world. Fight for your life against the terrifying creatures of a lost continent. It's action, danger, and adventure on an epic scale. The Land That Time Forgot. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The legend continues.
That's a shark.
But no one sees it.
And I know what a shark looks like because I've seen one up close.
The legend continues, but no one believes it.
And you better do something about this one.
The legend continues.
Because I don't intend to go through that hell again.
The all-new Jaws 2. See it. Before you go back in the water.
Jaws 2. In the West End and all over London now. Certificate A.
Hey, we're back, and now it's time to talk about Bruce Jr. Would you say it was Bruce Jr.?
I would.
Yeah, which is weird because you
know Brucetta. It's Brucetta.
Brucetta. Well, but I don't know, man, because you know it's not like you see a ding dong.
No, this is Brucetta, though. Supposed to be the wife. That's why. She was coming back to, like, get revenge.
But it's not...
I don't see the shark lady coming back for revenge. I see the shark lady coming back to yell at Bruce for not taking the garbage out, but he's dead. So, anyway, this was Maddie's pick, so we're going to let Maddie tell you all about Jaws 2. Maddie, I want to hear a very detailed and well-thought-out plot synopsis.
It's not going to be as detailed and thought out as you guys usually do it. So, it's 4 years after, you know, the Jaws, which we've covered before, and I assume everyone listening to this show has seen, and if not, there's something wrong with you. And, the mayor is still the mayor, and they're opening a new hotel, and, just after that, some divers go missing, and Chief Brody finds their camera, and he thinks that's a shark, but they're like, oh, no, definitely not, because the picture isn't very clear. But of course it's a shark, and, you know, same thing happens on Amityville Island. People start getting attacked. Chief Brody's kids, or he actually loses his chief title in this one. They're going to see this lighthouse, and they get attacked by a shark in the water, and I mean, that's all you really need to know. Other than, I guess it's Brucetta is the one attacking people this time. But the shark has a really cool look and is a lot more vicious than Bruce, in my opinion.
It eats a helicopter, too.
Yeah, that's badass. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean,
so
great stuff in it.
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting. Because when you say the divers actually were diving on the wreck of the Orca.
No, I was going to say, I was looking it up. It's not Brucetta. It's actually Brucette. And then Brucetta is the third one, is the one from the third film.
Oh, okay. I never.
So actually.
All right. So anyway, now that we've established a name of the shark.
And then Vengeance in the fourth film. Anyways.
All right. But like the divers are diving on the wreck of the orca. So it ties back into the original movie that way. And then that also explains the first, you know, shark attack, because Bruce at or whatever, a lady Bruce shows up and kills him some bitches, because it's like, hey, this is where they kill my man shark with a shark ding dong, and this is where they killed him, and I'm back because I'm pissed. It's kind of like if Charles Bronson was a shark and this is Death Wish in the ocean. Am I blowing your minds yet, guys?
Huh? Yeah, that's like good theory there.
I thought so. You know, this movie has a lot of stuff that when you talk to people, they always talk about like the lady and her daughter with the water skiing, and I'm like, no, that's Jaws 2. That's a pretty iconic thing. But the biggest and most iconic thing about this movie, and I think the thing that everybody gets, where they definitely were trying to up the ante a bit, is this is the movie where Jaws eats a helicopter. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's such an incredible scene. And so
yeah, I mean, at some point it's kind of silly.
Yeah. It's
too far over the top. But one thing about this movie, and I did a little bit of research this time around, but one thing about this movie that always bothered me was that the mayor seemed unwilling to close the beaches. And I'm like, dude, you just went through this. And then I found out that there is a deleted scene, and the mayor, that whole thing when they go in the back to talk about Chief Brody's job, there's a deleted scene where he's actually trying to convince them to close the beaches. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, I didn't know that, actually. I just thought the mayor was still just an asshole, which he is, but, you know. I didn't realize that, actually.
Yep. So, appears that we've lost Keith, but we'll just continue. So, Maddie, what do you think of this movie? I know you're a big Shark Jaws fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think this is a great sequel and pretty underrated. You hear a lot of people say, oh, it's not as good. Well, you know, I mean, of course it's not as good as Jaws, but I think it's a great sequel, and I actually think it's really intense. I mean, there's a lot of really good, you know, intense scenes in this movie. And by the end, I mean, and there's more shark. I love the look of the shark. I mean, I guess maybe it doesn't look real, but I think it looks great. But you know how picky people are.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's never going to be as good. I mean, haven't we already established that the original Jaws is sort of the gold standard of shark movies?
But I think this is an amazing sequel, and I think it's a great follow-up. I love this story, and I think it's, again, I think it's pretty intense. It's got some really great scenes, and like you said about the helicopter, it might be a little over the top, but fuck, man, it's awesome.
Do you know what has always kind of bugged me about this, and Monster, why don't you weigh in on this too? I felt like I wanted more people to be munched by the shark.
No, I get that, because a lot of people, I mean, there are all these kids who are going to the lighthouse, and most of them don't get killed. They're just like, you know, they all survive. So I can get that, but it doesn't really bother me too much.
Well, and what's funny is the original script, the girl that saves the little brother and the helicopter pilot actually, like, survive. They survive inside the helicopter in an air bubble.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, so you think they get killed, but they actually survive, so. Monster. Yeah.
Where'd you hear that at?
Just doing research. There was I was doing a deep dive, and there was somebody talking about the original script, apparently in some special feature, and they said, oh yeah, no, there was like, we were gonna save the helicopter pilot, but then they decided not to, which I think is a good call.
Yeah, because I wonder, you know, because every time I watch it, I always wonder. I'm like, what the hell happened to him? Because they don't show anything. It just goes upside down. That's it. You assume he's probably dead or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently in the script, he he sees like the girl that's with the little brother when she gets pulled under and you think the shark has finished her off. It actually is like focusing. And this is the weird part. I guess it was focusing more on the brothers. It really wanted to get revenge. Like it was literally trying to get revenge. And
That's what they talk about. Like Brody hints at that because he goes, because he's like, could another shark like know that one got blown up over here? And
yeah,
like, you know, he doesn't really like flat out say it, but he kind of hints at it, you know.
Yeah, there's like an underlying. That was supposed to be a bigger theme of the movie, apparently.
Oh, me? I love this movie. It's. Like Maddie said, I really like the shark the most in this film of all the Jaws films. I think this is the best shark of all of them, in my opinion. I don't think it's the best film. It's not my favorite film. The best film is obviously the first one, and my favorite one is actually the third one. I just think it's really cheesy and a lot of fun. But this has one of the probably the best ending, and of course the best shark and like the most like shark carnage. There wasn't like a lot of shark kills necessarily, but there was a lot of carnage, boats, so many boats being hit and stuff, and so many times he came out of the water trying to chomp on people, and you just, you know, and they like they explode him at one point or whatever, and like these, you know, the side of his face is all jacked up, you know. So I don't know, you know, I thought, you know, and of course the ending, it's cool the way it looks and everything, but it's really stupid. It's really quick and abrupt, so that's why it's not like the best movie, but it's not bad. I mean, definitely not the worst one in the series, not in my opinion. So I would say the fourth one's probably
edge. Do you guys know that there's a 90210 shark attack connection with Jaws 2?
Oh yeah. Forgot.
Isn't it
Donna Wilkes?
Yeah.
What's his name's brother or something?
No, Donna Wilkes, she plays the old teacher in 90210 Shark Attack. She's one of the teen girls on the boats.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah. Call back to that.
Yeah. So this is her good shark movie because the other one's not.
No, it's not.
We also get a pre-Christine Keith Gordon in this one as well. So I don't know if that means anything to anybody.
I wanted to agree with Monster about the carnage, just because like you definitely see more shark in this than you see in a lot of shark movies. It's always coming out of the water, fucking with people, even if it doesn't kill people. I think that's, like I said, I think that adds like the intensity.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of, you know, you get to see it more and stuff and more teeth and,
yeah,
you know, it just looks cool, I think, you know. That's why I said this is probably like my favorite looking shark of all sharks in all of the sharks.
I would actually
agree. It's probably my favorite one.
See it? It's just like, oh my God. It's got such a cool design and everything.
Because it gets really intense. I mean, the ending is kind of boring, but it gets really intense. I mean, when, you know, when he's chasing him and then he keeps coming up and attacking and hitting all the different boats and you see him so many times pop halfway out the damn water. I mean, it's just entertaining as hell, you know?
Exactly. Well, and I've always found that ending to be shocking.
It's very shocking in its own way.
Yeah, it's also incredibly dumb, but
it's a bit anticlimactic, like you said, it's just kind of happens and you're just kind of like, that's it.
Yeah, so abrupt.
There's a little bit more of a conflict, but it's still really neat to see the shark like get electrocuted on fire or whatever is going on.
So Keith, what do you think about this movie?
My feeling on this movie, it's not the best Jaws. It's not the best Jaws. And there was too much going on with other stuff, with drama and stupid shit, that they didn't even have Jaws in it. The only time Jaws was even good in it was when it was way out in the ocean, and they were floating on their sails, and they were having a good time, and then the one dude was busting jokes and then Jaws came for him. But that was about it. You barely seen him in the whole entire movie. And that's why I like.
So what you're saying is, you don't like Jaws 2, because you only ever see Jaws get up to shenanigans way out in the ocean when people are stranded and can't get away from them, right? And you're also annoyed by Jaws too because you don't get to see the shark until basically the end.
Exactly.
That's the first Jaws.
Well, the first Jaws had more of action in it because there was literally, like, towards the end of that, like, 45 minutes of Jaws straight. You don't get that. And I don't think you get that in no movies today either. I think that ended with Jaws, where there was literally, at the end of that, there was 45 minutes of just Jaws attacking. I mean, you'll see a little bit of the end of movies or of epic endings, but at the same time, it doesn't run for 45 minutes where you're really into it. Like, hey, you know, Jaws is like really fucking good. The original one. I'll watch the SeaWorld one. I'll watch the 3D one. I'll watch the first one. But Jaws 2, if we made a list of Jaws, it'd be dead last. Jaws 2.
You would take Jaws 4 over this.
Well, Jaws 4, I never really got into. I think that was more of like it went a little indie, I think, towards Jaws 4. Because Jaws 4, we should watch it. I'll probably watch it after the show, because that's interesting. But what was Jaws 4? What was that? That wasn't the SeaWorld one.
No, that's when it got personal.
Okay. And the same guy that's been chasing Jaws this whole time is in four. He's in all four movies.
Nobody's chasing Jaws.
Well, basically, I mean, Brody
is not in all of them.
No, Roy Schrider only did this movie because he dropped out of Deer Hunter and he owed the studio two more movies. And they said, if you do a Jaws sequel that you don't want to do, it'll count for both movies.
Okay.
Isn't the character of Michael Brody, though? The character of Michael Brody is in all four
movies. Mike Brody's in all four movies, but he's not chasing Jaws.
Yes.
I feel like this whole time, like, this guy, like, he got to be Chief Brody for a reason, because he went up against Jaws. He could go up against sharks like that and stuff like that.
No, have you seen the first movie where he hates the ocean and he doesn't want to go out in the boat and he retired to Amityville Island and got the job there because it was nice and quiet?
Yeah, but he came right back, obviously, in Jaws 2.
Well, yeah, because they wanted to have him, and they tried to get Dreyfus, but they couldn't get Dreyfus back, so they got Rorschach.
Yeah, they mentioned talking to him, but he doesn't appear. So.
Yeah, but
he
knows what he's doing. He's a hell of an actor. I want to see more movies. Is he in a lot of other different movies and stuff like that?
Roy Scheider?
Yeah, a guy with the glasses, smokes cigarettes, main character.
He's in Blue Thunder. Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff.
Fuck, I gotta get that guy. Actually, he's intriguing. He smokes cigarettes. He's badass.
Well, and he also died of lung cancer.
That happens. What are you gonna do?
I don't know actually what he died of. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Is he still? You don't know. He ain't. Do you know if he's alive right now?
I know he's dead. I don't know what killed him.
Okay. Yeah, of course he got lung cancer. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know that that's actually what happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
Now. Oh, yep, nope. Yep, multiple myeloma. He died of cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Did I ever tell you about the night that I went over to my friend's house? And this is a you know, off the topic, but I think it's funny. We were watching some stuff before we were watching the main feature. And we were watching all these old commercials like they would do on old like in the TV in the 50s. And there were all these people advertising unfiltered Camels and unfiltered Lucky Strikes. So about 10 minutes into it, I started looking the names up. Every one of them fuckers died like in their late 40s, early 50s of lung cancer.
That's cancer, yeah.
This is smooth. You're going to die.
Yeah, okay. Well, my grandfather, 78, though. My grandfather went all the way to 78, and he smoked two packs of Winstons a day. He was on oxygen. By a lot of people make it to about in late 50s. I hear a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
But they smoked a lot more back then. You could smoke in places. You smoke on an airplane back then.
Yeah.
Of course they. That's why I can't believe
they didn't realize secondhand smoke was killing everybody too.
Yep.
Yeah, John, if I remember right, John Marble Man died of cancer too from smoking.
I think it was emphysema, but yeah, it was definitely smoking related.
Yeah, so
yeah,
goes to show you.
I mean, that's how you live your life. You know, what are you gonna do?
Not die of cancer because you have an addiction.
Not smoke.
Yeah, I'm die from it all.
All right, back to the movie. Maddie.
Yes.
What's your favorite kill from Jaws 2?
I really like when the one guy and the girl are in the boat, and that's the girl who they find later. I can't think of their names. But when
that's real specific. And,
what?
Yes, yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're making out in the boat and whatnot, yeah. And they find her later. Yeah. But
yeah,
that's an intense scene when he falls in and like gets killed. And yeah, that's a great scene. That's probably my favorite kill.
Monster, what's your best favorite kill from Jaws 2?
I don't know, man. There really wasn't a favorite of any of mine in there. Like, more of a fan of some of the kills from the other films. You know, especially like Quint.
But you got to pick a favorite from Jaws 2.
Yeah, I can't really pick a favorite though. They're all kind of the same. They're all kind of bland and like meaningless almost.
Including the lady that blows up.
Well, I mean,
the lady that blows up is awesome. I don't know why I didn't pick that.
Especially the discovery of her body later on, when she's all crusty and whatnot, or
amazing.
Yeah. It's a decent jump scare. All right, Keith, what's the most brutal kill from Jaws 2 that's your favorite?
My brutal from Jaws 2 is what I was talking about earlier, was when they were all out at sea and they were on those little blow-up kayak things, you know what I mean? And the dude was just out with friends and he was just talking and he was mumbling a line and then boom, here he came and he just rushed him.
I have no fucking
idea. That was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy. It was an entertaining scene for me. But that's what I'm saying. But it went to just, and like Monster was saying, to like just dullness. You're just, you get lost in the story and it's like, what the fuck?
Getting lost in the
need more jaw. I mean, sometimes it helps you not think about shit, but it's still like, you know, you want to be entertained a little bit too. You just can't sit there because your next thought is, when is this movie gonna fucking end? Because it's fucking boring.
Well, I completely disagree with you, and okay, I disagree with Monster. Because this movie has the best kill of any Jaws movie ever. Jaws kills a helicopter.
Yeah. That's not necessarily a kill. He just dismantles a helicopter. He didn't kill it, but...
How do you know that wasn't a Transformer?
That's true. It could have been. We don't know. Who knows?
Exactly.
That's very true.
Yeah. That could have been a robot in disguise who died a horrible death.
It's very possible. Yeah. Very possible.
But Jaws kills a helicopter. That's fucking awesome.
No, I think the best kill of the movie, actually, my favorite kill, is when Brody is in the freaking shark tower and he goes all nuts and then he runs down, starts shooting his gun off on the beach into a school of bluefish. That's probably my favorite kill. Because that was
for sure that he actually hit one of them.
Well, it shows the birds attacking the water, so as if he hit some of them. So.
Oh, that's right, because that would have caused some blood, which would have set the birds off. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they were dive
bombing. I stand corrected.
He did hit a couple. Sure. He had to hit one. I mean, I don't know. But
I love the fact that he was poisoning the bullets, too.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have to scrape off because you can't shoot the bullet with wax dripping down the side of it, buddy. That's not how it works.
Wax dries.
But
no, the wax.
Yeah, I know, but he's gonna have to chip it off. He can't just shove it in the thing. It's gonna clog up the gun with wax, and you ain't gonna be able to shoot the bullet out.
Revolver, you can actually do that because they used to do that with revolvers, and I think the First World War as an FU. That actually is something that's been done before.
Yeah, you sure? Shot through actually waxed in the cylinder.
Yeah, you know, the cylinder doesn't matter because the wax barrel just burns cylinder. Off. You cannot get away with it in like a semi-automatic, but a revolver, you can do horrible things with a revolver and it will still fire.
I guess I could see that. I have both types of guns, so.
Yeah, a revolver, you very seldom, unless something horrible happens, they won't jam like an automatic one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're totally right. I have a 38 special and a Judge, too, so I know how that works. And then I have, a Colt 45 and a Glock and crap. So,
you got a Judge? I know about the difference. I've always wanted a Judge.
Judges are awesome, man. You can shoot 410 shotgun shells. That's something to take up against Jaws, because then you can at least hit them with a couple shotgun shells.
Yep. I was afraid it would break my wrist.
I'm allowed to have a gun. Right. So I don't use my hands. So it's a proven fact you'd be better at a gun if you could use your hands in a fight.
I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
Wait. Keith, if you were to fight Jaws or say Brucette, would you think you could beat the shark if you were just with fists? Do you think if it attacked you, think you could beat it away?
If I was up against Jaws and I had a gun, I'd be good at it. Because guns, when you shoot, it's real super heavy. You gotta have arm strength, that you gotta have aim, you have reflex, and I better fire, then you're a better gunman because you have more flexibility with the gun. You can bend the bullet, you can do so much with it. You know, you gotta have strength, and I've watched a lot of people shoot guns on videos and stuff like that, and it's a lot of kickback, and you talk to people that use guns, they'll be like, it has a lot of kickback. So if you have arm strength and stuff like that, I think the bullet goes better. If you're going to shoot a pellet gun, it's going to be tougher because the pellet is so light that it goes everywhere. It's just.
You can shoot bullets don't do shit in the water.
Pellet gun. Shoot. Yeah.
Unless they're up close.
All right. Very so slow. I'm going to put this out there. I can kick Brucette's ass with one arm tied behind my back. All I'm going to do is unplug it.
I kick everybody's ass. So dumb, man.
See, I just not play the movie, and then I can beat it like that just by not playing the movie.
Yeah.
Boom. Beat.
Maddie.
Stay out of the fucking water.
Maddie, would you rather shoot or punch Jaws?
I mean, I would rather punch it, but I'd get eaten, so I'd probably rather shoot it.
Yeah, see. All right, well, I guess we'll say give our fins up, fins down, and we'll start with Keith. Keith, do you give this motion picture fins up or fins down?
I give it shit. It was fucking the worst Jaws of them all. If we had a list of Jaws, for our 100th episode, we should have a list of Jaws and really break it down. And maybe even by then, there might be a remake of Jaws, which no. I've been saying this whole time. Happened.
No remake. No remake.
Yep. You guys do realize that Keith will change his opinion once we watch Jaws 4, though, right?
Probably I will.
So I just want everybody listening to the program to go back and listen to the movies that Keith liked that the rest of us hated and realize he just called Jaws 2 shit. Monster. Yeah,
including the movie that shall not be named.
If we can come up with a list of shark movies in general, that's what we should do. Because we have 100 episodes.
Let's see what everybody else thinks. Monster.
The list, it would. Monster. Shittiest.
Monster.
John, I just have to say that Keith said that he liked Bigfoot versus Megalodon. Anyways,
I know.
Pointing that out. My opinion is, though, I give this film... I give this film fins up. I give this film fins up because it's to me it's a lot of fun. It's just continue. All the Jaws films are fun. They're all gonna get thumbs up from me just because they're all some of the best shark films we have and they're all fun. Even the worst ones are fun. Half the crap we've watched. So
the one that I'm worried about because I haven't watched it in years is Jaws 4.
Yeah, me too. But still, I remember liking Jaws 3. Yeah, I remember liking it a lot, though. And like I said, compared to some of the crap we've watched on here, there's no way Jaws 4 could be that bad. So
yeah, and that might be it for me because I don't remember not liking Jaws 4. But I do. I will say, you got your 1A shark movies, and there's really only one 1A shark movie, and that's the original Jaws. So I just don't think like you're ever going to meet that level of awesome, but compared to the stuff we've been watching, I honestly, other than maybe the shark movie in the grocery store, which I really like.
Other than
Bait, I don't think we've covered anything that I would watch.
Well,
this Jaws too.
The Shallows.
I like The Shallows, but I gotta be honest, I think Jaws 2 is still better.
It might be, but
only because there's a lot more mayhem.
Yeah.
I'd still say The Shallows is better, but I understand where you're coming from, like I was saying, because that's what my whole point was, is that any of the four Jaws movies, they're better than all the other pretty much shark movies out there, so.
Well,
it's very true.
I think Bait is maybe my second favorite shark movie ever.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. Yeah, that's my top three too. So I mean,
but yeah, definitely I give Jaws 2 fins up. You can't go wrong with Jaws and Jaws 2. And I always warn people about Jaws 3. It's like, listen, understand it's goofy. If you're not looking for goofy, you're going to hate it. But if you're ready for goofy, you're going to love Jaws 3. So but yeah, I really feel like Jaws 2 is good stuff. And since, Maddie, it was your pick, you get to go last. What are your thoughts on Jaws 2?
Yeah, like I said, I think Jaws 2 is a great film. I mean, it's, like I said, it's intense. It's got a lot of shark mayhem, and like you see a lot of the shark. It's got probably one of my favorite looking sharks in any shark movie. So I adore this movie. I mean, I think it almost lives up to the original. You know, like we say, nothing can. But, I mean, it is as good as a sequel as they could have made. So I give this 2 fins up.
You know what? It just occurred to me what I think the big difference between Jaws and Jaws 2. And it's nothing I don't think you can really ever predict. But the three guys that go on the Orca, Quint and the Dreyfus character and Chief Brody, those dudes, those actors, that chemistry between them was special. And
once in a lifetime.
Roy Scheider does not have anybody to play off of in this movie, really.
Yeah, 100%. That's
His wife is not. I mean, she's a good actress, but she's not. You know, she doesn't fit as a side supporting cast.
And honestly, she's sort of the central character of Jaws 4, and I think that's why it may not work for me. You know what I mean?
I love Jaws 4.
Which is really funny, because in the original Jaws, you know, especially in the book, she's pretty much like even more of a main character, really, than Chief Brody, because it's all about everything that's going on with her, pretty much.
Yeah, because she basically is having an affair with somebody. So.
Yeah. Dreyfus. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. If she's cheating on Chief Brody, man, it's got to be something wrong.
Chief Brody's kind of a weasel in the book, dude.
Yeah, but I'm saying he went up.
Rick, you got to read the book, Keith, before you want to comment on it.
I'll read the book. I'm going to watch Jaws 4 after this. Just all because right. of simple fact, you guys.
Then you read the book.
I'll read the book.
Okay. All right. So I think that's pretty much it. Who's got the next pick?
I think it's me.
Is it Keith?
I got a good one. Yeah, I got a good one. This is going to make up for the movie that shall not be named.
Oh, God.
All right, what is it?
It's called The Season of the Shark. Has anybody seen it? I know you guys already seen it.
The Season of the Shark?
Yeah, have you seen it? Did anybody see it? Season of the Shark. It's on Tubi right now.
Just called the Shark Season?
Sharks. No, it's Season of the Shark.
No, it's not.
Well, am I mistaken? What is it called?
Well, it's not that.
Season of the Shark should be that.
No, it looks like it's Shark Season.
Shark Season. Maybe I got those mixed up a little bit.
I got what saying.
Shark Season. I know. I
it's on Tubi.
But, yep.
And my. And,
okay.
Yep. It's a good one. It's a good one. I think it's. I'm looking for the good ones now. After the movie that shall not be named.
Did you watch this yet?
I watch them. I detail them. I think you guys, and I'm ready to go.
Keith.
Yeah.
Did you watch this? Have you watched it?
I watched the trailer and I don't know.
All right.
No, I haven't. I watched the trailer, though. I like it.
Let me tell you.
I save it.
This is short season. It's from The Asylum.
Yep.
It stars, and I'm using air quotes here, Michael Madsen.
Yep.
Yeah, Michael Madsen. Seen that too, and I was like, it is over. Please, Reservoir Dog? Telling you, man, that dude is my main man.
And it's directed by somebody who basically has directed nothing but crap.
Well, I'm excited to watch.
Oh, I'm sorry. He directed Atlantic Rim Resurrection.
Oh, God.
And Alien Predator. Oh, and he's got another shark movie.
It's a fucking gem.
He's got Alien Predator War in his... this is going to be awesome. And I'm saying that sarcastically.
Jim, you just said it. You didn't
know? All right, so I guess we're going to watch Shark Season for the next episode.
The Hidden Gem, Shark Season.
Fucking
starring blind. Michael Madsen from Kill Bill and Reservoir Dogs and shit like that.
You can't.
And it's got a really, really outstanding 2.6 on IMDb.
Oh, man.
Is that high? What does it go up to? 5?
10.
Yeah.
10. Oh,
cool. 10.
It's not even halfway good.
We gotta start a beef with IMB. Tell them the rating's too low.
Yeah, no, you haven't even watched the movie yet.
God. Yeah, I totally gotta create a list.
I do.
Favorite shark movie. That's a list you want. A list of Keith's favorite shark movies. That's
and, a list. Yeah, I mean, Keith's shit list, which now has Jaws 2 on it.
Yeah,
John, right? It's something high on the shit list.
Looks like Michael Madsen's in the movie on the phone. Like somebody, he's talking on the phone.
Oh,
I think it's one of those.
So he filmed from it. Filmed from a house somewhere on the other side of the planet. And,
yeah, Michael Madsen's like, I'll work for hookers.
Yeah, and then they get attacked by sharks.
And blow.
Shark season. Yeah.
Okay. So three kayakers fight for their lives and a great white shark traps them on a small sinking island. Because islands sink. That's the definition of an island.
While Michael Madsen sniffs some coke.
And if this tells you it's not, it tells you how much quality, it's available on the Lifetime Movie Club.
Oh, Colin. God. Now I'm scared.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
I prep my movies now to the
I cannot wait to watch this, to be honest.
Now, Keith, I'm going to take exception. Checking and prepping your movies does not mean, I watched a trailer and it looked good.
I seen my man from Reservoir Dogs in it. I seen some models.
That's not prepping a movie.
And I seen that Shark Attacks. And
when I prep a movie, that means I've watched it and I know I'm not making my friends miserable.
Well, I'm saying no. I'm saying it's a gem.
You watched the trailer.
It's a hidden gem. You heard it straight from Keith's mouth. A hidden gem.
All right. All right. So, Patty, you have any? Yeah.
Bathtub Shark Attack. We're filming with Len Lowry this weekend, so that's super exciting.
Nice.
Should be out early next year. Our Indiegogo is still going. We're in demand.
Monster.
Amazing.
Monster.
I have a new book in the works coming out pretty soon here. Actually, I have two books coming out pretty soon here, Go It Alone and Hot Off the Press, which is a charity anthology, which all of you guys are supposed to be participating in.
When is that due?
It's supposed to be coming out in October.
When is our submissions due?
End of or beginning of September.
All right, so I have August to finish it up.
Yeah, you got some weeks still. But yeah, and then I have my own book coming out next month sometime. So a new new novella I wrote called Go It Alone. So be on the lookout for that. And I'm currently in the works of editing my short film together. I got a teaser trailer almost complete. So I'm going to be putting that out hopefully within the next like week or two here to get it going and stuff. So
cool.
That's that film's called Grimoire. So you can, you know, find that on my any of my pages online. You can find me.
When you had the finished film, are you going to eventually put it up like where somebody can watch it, like on Facebook or something?
Yeah, I'm going to submit it to a film festival. It should be playing there first. And then after that, we'll see what else, you know, if I decide to put in some other festivals or what happens and whatnot. So we'll find out.
Cool. I am an editor of a little magazine called Grindhouse Resurrection, and it just went. Well, it went to the first print run came out 3 weeks ago and it sold out. So we're on our second print run. By the time you guys hear this, we should have the second printing of it done and ready to pick up. So if you're interested in that, you can find me on Facebook or check out Grindhouse Resurrection on Facebook. And there'll be ways to buy the magazine there. So, Keith, what do you got to say?
I got Kodiak printing run right now. We're doing print work. Anything you need that wise. Still doing music. Where I'm trying to get some music together to put on Necro Shark page.
Did finish the theme song?
We're working on it. I got it done and everything like that, but I could record it at any given time, and then it's up to you guys for putting it up and everything like that. I wouldn't know how to do all that. That would probably
you have to record
like,
it.
Okay, record yeah, it. I can record it. I'll record it. I recorded it once. I thought you guys had it, but that it must have got lost. So I ain't worried about
it. Lost the bottom of your bong.
Yeah, no big deal. And then we're going to do that, and then we'll put that up on our we're doing music and stuff like that. I don't know. A lot of stuff is going on right now. Just trying to get all that in order and stuff like that. So, yeah, go to Kodiak Print and get some stuff made up. I know a lot of people are in books and magazines and stuff like that. We do all that, and look forward to a lot more stuff coming out because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do and look out for Bathtub Shark Attack because I'm in it. A lot of good people are in it. I'm really impressed with the cast. I really like it so far. And, you know, check that out and let's go to more conventions and do more stuff.
All right, well, that's it. We're going to close up the show now and go home. So, say goodnight, Maddie.
Good night. Sleep tight.
Okay.
Don't want to fight.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Watch out for the jellyfish.
Don't get bit.
All right, well, that did it. We got that. That's pretty good. So, all right, that's it. Catch everybody later.